What happened to Britney Spears? How did her life change when her father got her into a conservatorship? A bit of that can be seen in an authorized documentary from 2008. This is The Britney Case, Episode 1, Britney for the Record. Filming began on September 7, 2008, the day before the live MTV Video Music Awards show. The next 2 months of footage showing Britney's day-to-day life was interspersed with clips from three poignant interviews with the director, Phil Griffin. The documentary crew went behind the scenes, catching disagreements with her father and car chases with paparazzi. Although the introduction stated that no topic was off limits, the conservatorship was never mentioned. During those 2 months of filming, Britney won three MTV Video Music Awards. She auditioned dancers, rehearsed choreography, and shot two music videos, Womanizer and Circus. She met with record label executives, a perfumer, and the cast of In the Heights. Between it all were stretches of makeup and hairstyling and costuming, with her conservator father often nearby to adjust a strap or comment on her shoes. The conservator-conservatee relationship varied between friendly and contentious. They bickered about Britney keeping her phone. They shared homemade grits. She joked around at his expense. On Halloween, he showed up in a monster clown costume and made his baby grandsons cry. The interviews offered a revealing glimpse into Britney's state of mind while adjusting to her new lifestyle. She compared the controls on her to the movie Groundhog Day and complained that people did not really listen to her. Talk of her career and celebrity was mixed in with particularly telling statements. She said, quote, "If I wasn't under the constraints that I am right now, you know, with all the lawyers and doctors and people analyzing me every day and all that kind of stuff, like, if that wasn't there, I'd feel so liberated. I'd feel like myself. You know, when you go to jail, there's always the time that you know you're going to get out." Britney felt sad and angry about her situation, but during the interviews, she always returned to hope and positivity, most intently when talking about her sons. Quote, "At this point, I have some precious jewels, my two boys, which get me out of bed every morning. I see my babies and I'm like, of course you have to believe in God, you know what I mean? Like, I completely believe in God. How could these two be here without there being a God? That'd be heaven for me to have my kids on an island and a man and no one could get to us." Learn more in my book, The Britney Spears Conservatorship Case. Check out another excerpt or buy a copy at the link in the show notes, www.britneycase.com. Thank you for listening to The Britney Case. The show is hosted and produced by RJ Island with music by The Doseman. Hear more at thedoseman.bandcamp.com.